Guys, look, I got PR from Bugwurst.
What the hell is that? Ellen DeGeneres?
Hi guys, my bestie just won the gold medal. Alyssa Liu, my close and personal friend. Clarence Angelo.
Kamchan!
I'm Alcheska.
Kamchan? Me when I watch Stray Kids. Sorry. And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
Man, oh man. Man, oh man, we have an episode for you today. So we're talking about DeLulu shit today. So whether you're DeLulu like healthy or DeLulu unhealthy, you're in the right place.
We're calling you out, bitch. Oh. We're calling you out, bitch.
Let's get started. Love you guys. Shall we?
We shall.
Today we're talking about K-pop fandoms, and I'm actually so excited for today's talk because I think it's perfectly where the Glow Girls really fit in into the K-pop
the
world.
Atmosphere, the stratosphere of K-pop.
Exactly. In the Big Bang Theory that is the K-pop world, we are very much in this like weird medium, and like I think we both agree on this, where it's like there is the K-pop fans that are like, if you don't listen to every song, you're not a real fan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
girl,
yeah,
yeah. So
if you
sorry.
Don't know this mega unreleased song that they played on SoundCloud 65 years ago, you don't deserve tickets.
If you didn't watch that one video of Jungkook playing Microcosmos with a banjo in the stall of his bathroom in their debut apartment, you're not a real fan. Like, girl, that's one side of it, right?
I mean, I've seen that video, but...
Yo, lit. Okay. And then there's the other side of it that's like, when Jungkook said 7 days a week, these girls took it as a self-compliment. They said, oh, this song's about me. And like...
I know, I'm giggling, like, that's really funny.
They're so weird. They're so weird. Like,
those girls are weird as a fuck.
Today's video, we're doing a capstone project, an explanation, an educational seminar on
DeLulu funny versus DeLulu weird.
You're looking at him.
I put it to you too.
My favorite Supreme Court case, DeLulu funny v. DeLulu weird.
Which one are we categorized in? Who is DeLulu funny? Who is DeLulu weird?
So... we're going to be going through a bunch of different mediums of content and kind of just walking you guys through, because I think a lot of you guys might need a little bit of help.
Yeah. We're going to get those prescriptions written, baby. Thank you.
We want, there's a fine line of what DeLulu is. So real quick, DeLulu means what?
Delusional.
Delusional.
DeLulu is short for delusional. Yeah.
So then... in all forms of life, there's delusional that's good and delusional that's bad.
Yeah.
For example, delusional that's good is like delusional, I'm going to get this job.
Yes.
Whether or not you have the job, you're like manifesting that I'm going to get this job.
There's actually like a theory about it.
Like how delusion.
Like the delusional theory. Like if you just keep believing that you're going to get this thing and you're like just the most delusional about it, the universe will award you because the universe believes that you are telling the truth to yourself.
And where'd you learn that?
You're a bitch. Like, you're a bitch, okay?
What a fucking clock.
Okay.
So where'd you learn that?
Where do you think I learned that?
Yeah, clock. Me too, bitch. DeLulu bad. What's an example of DeLulu bad? People that are DeLulu bad. It's like
people getting Jungkook's hand tattoos.
Yeah, and saying like,
I feel connected to him.
I feel connected to him, and then...
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just kind of like bad energy.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it for the bit, funny.
Yes.
If you do it because...
because you truly believe that in 10 years, you're going to walk into a store and Jungkook's going to be there. And he's going to be like, wow, I love your hand tats.
Exactly. Because it's like revolving your inner peace about someone that doesn't know you and you don't know them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you can get a tattoo about a band and whatever because they've helped you. But I think if your inner peace solely relies on something that isn't, like, your own inner strength.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like, there's a better way to...
deal with that.
There's a better way to do this because, like, you're... entire kindness and your entire peace relies on something that
has nothing to do with you.
That nothing to do with you. Yeah. You know, exactly. And low-key capitalism. And the girls, I get it, we'll get it. Are we going to maybe relate to some of the things that we're going to show you that are Delulu weird? That is, like, totally up to your fucking discretion. And, like, I'm just going to be as authentic as I possibly
can. Keep going.
So am I going to fucking relate to some of these and defend them with my life? Yeah.
Are some of these mine? Yeah.
But we're just going to go through a bunch of pieces of content that we saw and our friends, like, sent us that will just be, like, period. Like,
yeah.
Is that weird or is that funny? And then clock yourself or clock your friends or maybe self-reflect on this on today's episode. So this is the first one, guys.
What the hell? Why did it remix?
So this is funny. This is Delulu funny.
Okay, what makes it funny is...
Yeah, let's rhetorically analyze this.
Let's analyze it. What makes it funny is the life amount... The worship. That, and also the amount of the stickers that are on here. If there were no stickers, I would think this is for real. I think it would be Delulu weird.
Really? I think this is actually fucking... I think the sound...
The sound is really funny.
No, because
thank you, Lord.
Everything that I have, praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, you fucked this whole bitch, and it's
and hard. It's a boy,
and I'm aborted. This is funny.
This and it's is funny.
The
music.
And let's hope that the
comments. Let's hope the comments are funny.
Let's hope the comments are funny too. Congrats.
Oh. And they're in Tagalog.
And it was Filipino.
And it's in
Tagalog.
See,
this is funny because it's Filipino.
Okay.
Because Filipinos are funny.
Okay.
Filipinos are funny. No, there's not a single Filipino that's weird.
That bitch said the carrots are bored. Yeah, I think it's Delulu funny just because it's Filipino.
Yeah.
But there's some weird ass Filipinos.
Right? Okay, what's yours? Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I sent you pictures, and then I sent you one link.
Okay, this is Alcheska's first one.
Go ahead and read this one for us.
Okay, Alcheska said...
Say shit!
Okay, Bongchan, part 1 of 3. See, that already.
So, okay...
Why are we doing multiple chapters about him railing you?
No. This is about when you wake up next to your Stray Kids bias.
Okay, morning. Oh, did I wake you? He chuckled as he saw your sleepy face. I didn't expect you to be asleep at 10 a.m. Did you have plans today? He hummed softly. Me. Oh, I've been awake since 7 for once. Went to the studio at 8. Okay, so. Why didn't you like it?
I was on the wrong account. This is actually my account.
You know what? I realize actually, low-key, when something is cringe, it's because it doesn't have that many likes.
But I feel like this one has 108 likes.
Girl, that in the grand scheme of the internet is nothing.
But for a tweet like this?
Like, 100 is in the scope.
A tweet like this in 2022?
Girl, 2022, we were still on the internet. It's not like everyone was locked inside with their fucking... No.
I feel like people were so delusional during COVID. And I feel like 2022 was like when we were...
2022 is COVID.
Was it really?
Just because you liked it doesn't mean you need to rationalize it.
This is Delulu weird. This is Delulu weird.
Yes. There is a context where this is like so funny.
Yeah.
And it is with other people. But the thought of this being made as a lonesome person in their like solo phone is weird.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, homie, you're never gonna wake up with Bongchan. And God knows, your weird ass isn't gonna wake up at 10 a.m. Let's be accurate.
Yeah.
Yo ass wakes up at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. 2 p.m. and he's gonna leave you.
I think why are these weird to you?
I think it's weird because I think this...
Okay, sorry. I thought that was the second part.
Well, this is technically... that second photo is from the same person.
Okay. Okay, so this is weird.
Go ahead and read it for us.
You got it.
No, I think you got it. Isn't he one of your biases?
Okay, it's weird because it's on Twitter and not in my journal. Like,
But if this was in my journal,
the bit of me trying to relate to them needs to fucking go.
Okay. Bong chan.
The type of boyfriend to lean his head on your shoulder to look at what you're doing, kissing your cheek before leaving you without disrupting you from your work.
See, I
it's
know
the pictures too. It's
I know
like,
a little. Oh,
what?
Nothing.
You know what?
Nothing. This is weird.
She states while handshaking.
I was gonna say, I know a part of me, a part of my Delulu is still in me.
Why?
Because I got a little bit of butterflies.
Are you like saying this to be funny?
No, I mean yes.
Bitch.
No. This is weird. But if I was on my Twitter account in 2022,
this episode was a bad idea because I didn't actually realize you're fucking crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just saying, like, been there.
It's
the photos.
It's the photos.
Look at that shit.
It's the photos.
It's and him petting the bear.
Like, I can imagine the person like at the concert that's saying this.
You know,
like, you're waiting in the pit and someone's like, oh my god, have you ever thought about what kind of boyfriend he would be? Like, imagine you're kikiing with a girl. Like, you're having a fucking time. You're like, are you so excited for this concert? And you're like, yeah. And she hits you with, have you ever thought about what kind of boyfriend he'd be? I'd be like,
oh.
You know that sign that people make when someone's dead in the crowd and, like, to the security, you're like, I'd be like that. The show hasn't even fucking started.
Yeah. She brain dead over here.
The thing is, like, yeah, that 100% supplies and feeds into, like, the whole concept of K-pop. But, guys, like,
I can also see this person searching on Pinterest for these photos, like, putting in specific shit.
This just gives me fucking anxiety because it's like, this person is gonna project this fucking image onto whoever ideal man that they want.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you
and
this.
And I mean, like, she got standards. She wants her boyfriend to kiss her on the cheek before she leaves for work.
Okay, glass half full. A woman who knows her worth. A woman who knows what she wants.
Exactly. This is feminism.
Okay, so the stamp on this is, like, weird.
I think both have been weird.
Yeah, it's like the presidential veto. It's like,
yeah.
Like, this is weird. It's just weird, guys. Like,
yeah, Twitter's like a nasty, dirty place.
And how would this be funny? I need this man to kiss me before work. That would be funny.
Yeah.
And if I said I wanted him to kiss me before leaving from work, what would y'all do? That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
If the tweet was, and if I said,
because
it's like, it shows awareness. It shows social awareness.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, context.
Holy fuck, Alessa, what the fuck is this?
So context, this was also, the next two pictures were pulled from a thread that was called BTS being Delulu in their group chat. Or like something like BTS being Delulu is the Solulu. And just that phrase alone, if you use that phrase.
This is so bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really read all of
audio
this.
Audio listeners, this is a fucking iMessage screenshot.
Yes.
Of BTS texting each other. And Jimin says, aren't you also cheating on me with Yoongi Hyung?
J-Hope says, in all caps, Yoongi Hyung, are you cheating on me?
I can't read this. Yoongi says, no, Hoba, I'm all yours.
Seokjin says, what about me?
Namjoon says, I am right here, Hyung, your boyfriend.
Jungkook says, Namjoon Hyung? Heart. Heartbroken.
But what's Solulu?
And then, the conversation continues.
Really?
Jimin
says, because he thinks Namjoon Hyung is his boyfriend.
Taehyung says, isn't he?
Jungkook, he is.
Jimin says, no, he is not. Because Namjoon Hyung is literally married to me.
Taehyung, you cheated on me?
Jimin.
Not Taehyung with the Bay Area accent. Okay, sure.
Jimin, aren't you also cheating on me with Yoongi Hyung?
That's the end, please.
It is the end. But, girl, trust, the thread literally went, it was scrollable.
It kept going.
Yeah.
It was like, wow.
Yeah.
See, like,
so to make this, think of the process to make this.
No, exactly. Photo. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you're a child.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, you could argue, hey, like, this is, could be the unemployed. You could also argue that this is a child, right? Who has, like, all the time in the world.
Yes.
The thing is, how about go, like, I don't know, eat a fucking Danimals Crush Cup. How about, I don't know, go hunt for some fucking roly-polies.
Yeah. Go to the playground once in a while.
Why are you full 9-to-5-ing on Canva Pro, mind you, making this instead of fucking, like, you know...
Well, bitch, let me tell you, in K-pop Twitter circa 2015, this was all over the Twitter.
This was the kind of shit.
This was the kind of shit. How'd you know that? No, because I was in a group chat with all these crazy bitches.
Oh, you were.
And, hold on.
Takes one to know one.
And literally, so I know the process it takes to do this. What the girls would do was that they would get their phone, an iPad or another device, and then change the names and then text each other and then like text each other as whatever, you and your bias, go back, delete the corresponding text or whichever text you wanted so it looked like you were actually talking to your bias.
Wait, this is not even a read. Like, actually not even, promise. Did you do this?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
So the kids weren't on Canva Pro. They were deleting iMessage.
They were deleting iMessage. But I don't know when this tweet was tweeted. So maybe this is from back in the day.
Yeah.
But regardless, the fact that it survived from 2015 up until now is so fucking crazy. Like, girls, don't lose your heart. Don't lose your soul.
And like...
Keep being you.
Like, did this you know what? I think there is a connection here between, like, current day, like... Because all my smart-ass bitches that are dead-ass, like, doing rocket science shit today or, yeah. like, you know, own their own business, they were doing some weird-ass shit on fucking Wattpad and shit.
Like, what?
Then. No. Like they were the authors. And... They were,
oh, okay,
like,
okay.
The Wattpad author to, like, success pipeline is actually fucking real.
Yeah.
And so, like, let me give them the benefit of the doubt, but I just hope to God that this would be Delulu weird if you were anything above the age of 12. Do you want to read this?
Just heads up that our Delulu posts aren't meant to be to put our idols in a bad light. It's just how we support and enjoy shipping. Purely fan fantasies, not to be taken seriously. And if it ever leads to bashing, we'll be the first to defend them.
Ooh, they had me until the last line. They had me until the last line.
No, it starts out fine.
It starts out like a good 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
But it's also like... Again,
also
why
tweeting
are we on
this
Twitter
at,
fighting this
at 5:20 a.m.
Oh,
at 5:20 a.m. in 2025.
That's the thing. It's like, why are we getting? I think getting in a Twitter fight is Delulu weird.
Yeah,
I think getting in the fight is Delulu weird. I don't give a fuck because guess what you could do?
Oh, put the phone down.
Put the phone down.
I was like, what are you miming?
Guess what you could do? Put the fucking phone down.
Yeah, put the phone down.
I think Twitter fights are so fucking cringy.
They're cringy, but girl, do I love to scroll through them.
You love to be an outsider looking in.
Yes. You know? And if it ever leads to bashing, we'll be the first to defend them.
Isn't that so like, who are you representing? That's what's cringe. It's like, it's almost like...
Yeah, who is this tweet about?
Like, sorry, representative of Deluluville.com. Like, what's happening? Okay, this is what I would say is Delulu. Okay, I'll let you be the judge of this one.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Why is she put the mic in there? What if her pussy make a sound?
What if, why she put mic there? What if coochie makes sound?
Yeah. What if her lips flap? Girl, that's so good. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, girl. Me. my new profile picture on Instagram.
Girl.
Red hair Clarence.
No, I think this is so fucking funny.
I think this is fucking funny. See, this is a parasocial that's funny to me.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, don't put your mic there. Your pussy
girl,
don't make a sound.
Out.
Because it's so unserious. And
girl,
like,
she about a queef. Watch out.
Like, this is a side of Delulu.
That I can get with.
Delulu funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
In the midst of everyone being like, why are you so mad that they did? she shouldn't put Mike there. What a pussy makes sound. It's like, guys, real quick, in the middle of your argument, why she put Mike there? Pussy sound. Right?
Like her cooch about to yell. This is like, everyone run away.
Like, I remember there was a little bit of discourse about this outfit, right?
Who is that?
This is so fucking funny. I want to say this is Sana.
Are you kidding? Girl, why the fuck did they put her in that?
But here's the thing. Everyone's fighting about the outfit. One person comes in with this. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, that is really... Okay, because guess given what? That, Poop. That's hilarious. Right?
Also, like, that's another thing that's Delulu weird. When people are roasting, like, the outfit and be like, they should change. Apparently, we went to Twice recently. Oh, my God. Had a time.
Yeah.
Had a time.
Yeah. It was so
and
good.
Apparently, Jihyo... Or Naeon wore red pants and everyone was mad about the red pants.
Why the fuck? Why?
Like, let me look up Naeon red pants. Red pants.
They were fighting?
Yeah, people were fighting about her red pants here. Am I the only one that loved those red pants? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like you are if people are fighting it's about like, it.
What are we doing?
Look at that screenshot, though. Like, period.
Oh, my God. Wait, real quick.
Oh, my God.
Permission to be down horrendous.
Permission to be Delulu. Oh, my God. Fine shites.
The dancers. I have a video. Girl. The dancers. You know that sound effect that's like...
What?
This one. The dancers at Twice. That one dancer that was a little bit thicker in the arms than the other one. The one that was next to Jihyo and his shirt lifted. Okay, here's my next
what
one.
What the hell is that? What is that?
I hated this one.
I don't want to look at it.
Daddy's pissed. As am I. They should not have to deal with airport chaos. Do better, stay. Be more respectful and unselfish. And the all caps is pissed. We need to keep everyone safe, especially our idols. They give so much to us. Honestly, wait, I'm starting to get on her side. They give so much to us. The least we can do is respect them. I'm so sorry. Stray kids stay. Not her fucking wanting to get the algorithm on her side at the end. Ah, just like when they take their problems as their own, Delulu weird. Delulu weird.
Daddy's piss is what a crazy way to start off a tweet.
Poppy pissed.
Poppy pissed.
Yeah, that's weird. Cause like, bro, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. It's the airport. Like everyone gets pissed at the airport. Don't piss me off.
He's
and
fine.
He looks fine, shy.
And what if he was just trying to mog?
Yeah, there's like no issue. He's just trying to mog.
He's not mad at all. He's just mogging.
They're just trying to make. Yeah, they're trying to make an issue their own.
Yeah. So like.
Hilarious though.
So yeah. You know what this is giving?
What?
This is giving like when an idol walks in the room, the person that like everyone's like wants to see them, but then one person's like, I don't need to see them.
Oh yeah.
Me as fuck. Me as fuck when Cat's Eye walked into the dance room.
I was gonna say.
But that was me as fuck, and guess what? I tracked it. I didn't fucking chase bitch. I'm that girl. For those of you that don't know the context. I took the Gap Cat's Eye class in New York when Cat's Eye walked into the class, and I was like wanting to see them, but I was in the back because
everyone was like rushing towards them.
And then guess what? I had my Sophia moment. I had my Sophia moment. It just happened.
Yeah.
Actually, we had our Sophia moment because it was about the podcast. The Glow Girls. Glow Girls don't chase, we attract. Okay, so
damn, we're so
this
delusional.
This is what that's giving. Don't look at this. Don't.
Okay, eyes are closed.
Okay.
No, sorry. Sorry.
I've seen this. No, I can't watch this shit again.
So if I actually sat here and told you how much you mean to me, I mean, you would be here for hours, and you would just leave thinking I'm like the weirdest girl on the planet. So instead, can I practice my Korean on you? Okay. Namu kwewa. Okay, no, it's up. Sorry. Okay, how's that?
Mind you, if you guys saw the back, our producers have their fucking legs closed, eyes closed, toes curled.
How was that? But like, at the end of the day, she's gonna get her feedback. At the end of the day, she's gonna pass that damn Korean class, bitch. I'm so sorry. This is DeLulu weird. Okay. But did you see she made like a follow-up video?
No.
Because people were hating the fuck out of her in the comments. She made a follow-up video and she doubled down.
No, I saw... She doubled down?
She doubled down.
Oh, no. That's not DeLulu weird. That's DeLulu ER.
No, she doubled down because people were like, hey, this is really weird. And then she was like, well, in my bio, it literally says that I'm delusional.
My sister in Christ, like, woo! See, here, let me speak woo! On this. Stray Kids was my very first fucking K-pop concert. Love them down. Literally love Stray. I've been to fucking 2 Stray Kids concerts. No, 3. Lollapalooza included.
Yeah.
Some, you know when you're represented and grouped into a group of people and you're like, man, I swear I'm different.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and don't get mad at me, y'all, sometimes I feel that way about being in certain fandoms.
Like?
ARMY included.
That is true. That is true.
Stay included. Like, let's be so, I'm not calling entire stay out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be so for real.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know which one I feel deeply about that with?
Who?
I feel that way with TXT fans. Cause like, guys, it's a banger, but why are we coming to the concert with books? Why are we coming to the concert with novels?
Yeah, girl.
Why are we doing that?
Put
why are we
that
doing
away.
That? Why are
Put
we
it
doing
away.
That? Why are we doing that? And then there's like, yeah, there's like,
damn, this is pretty bad. I remember this came up naturally on my For You page. But that's because I think people were already being like, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? This is not an attack on her character, but there was no need for this. Like,
no, yeah.
There was no need for this. And I all, like, with loving hands, let me hold your hands when I say this. Like,
okay.
You didn't need to do the Korean part. You didn't need to do the Korean part. If anything, like, it was like, it's like you're gonna think I'm the craziest girl in the world. Is like, it's parasocial. It's too parasocial.
Ooh, and I do.
Like, I know you so much, and I think you're gonna think I'm the craziest girl in the world. Ooh, hate that.
Yeah. Oh my god. Imagine that's someone that saying is. That to you. I'd be like, are you gonna kill
it's like,
me?
Let's get to it. Let's get to the point.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
stop beating around that bush.
Okay, I will say, I personally don't know what I would do on a fan call.
I don't even think I would.
I think what I would point. Do, genuinely, if I was on a fan call, like, let's say we had the opportunity to hop on a fan
sure.
call, right? I would do something funny. For example,
yeah.
I would say, this is my favorite song, undeniably, so that yeah. they know, like, hey, y'all cooked with this one.
Yeah.
And selfishly, I'd be like, if y'all kept going in this direction, wouldn't be mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a win for me when
yeah,
I say that.
Yeah, I'd give advice.
You would pull up with a clipboard saying, this song was a flop. Let's not do this again. Like, genuinely, like, and I would say, like, I actually, like, I don't know. I would be like, thank you for the song.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I would say. I would say this song was like, it was amazing. It got me through XYZ, right? Like,
yeah.
I would say if I was P1 Harmony, I would be like, work gets me through my workouts.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh my God, thank you. Or whatever they would say, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of like, hey, you're the artist that's creating this. Thank you so much for creating this because it's work. Like, mm-hmm. you're putting work out into the world. I am a consumer of that work. Thank you for helping me at XYZ part of life.
Yeah.
That's what I would
all
say.
You should say.
Literally,
not,
that's it.
How's my Korean?
And then, like, I think, what's another thing? Like, what would you do?
I would probably do the same thing. I'd probably just be like,
thanks, queen.
Yeah.
And I would try to get like a little like personal moment in and say like, insert like, let's kiki soon or something like
yeah.
that. Like, kind of like make
yeah,
it
just
funny.
Like a little yeah, just be normal. Like, just be fucking
just
normal.
Just make it funny. Just make it funny. And like, the Korean. Like, it's when the fan call gets to the point where it's like, yo, like, you're trying to be their friend. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, you can be friendly. But don't be their friend.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This fucking caption, hate it. Let's talk about this, actually.
I'm so blind. Real men listen to Le Sserafim. Okay.
And then it'll be like, I just can't.
Can I just say. Is this a joke?
From my gay self, the code of K-pop content that's like, seeing if you're a real K-pop fan, and then it's like a bunch of songs and seeing if you know the lyrics.
Yeah.
Hate it. Like, let me speak my fucking speak my shit for a second. Gatekeepy as fuck. No one cares that you know all these songs. Yeah. It honestly just shows, like, you need to touch grass.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you do know these songs, can you just know them because you like them, not because you're trying to prove it?
Yeah.
And then this real men listen to Le Sserafim, or like real men listen to Twice.
Yeah.
What the fuck you know about masculinity, what bitch?
About, like, what about those TikToks that are like gym bros being like, this is what me listening to Twice in the gym. Do you know that? I don't know the exact TikTok. The very
first, like, maybe 100 were, like, funny, because it's like, okay, men now have social permission to listen to fucking K-pop.
Yeah.
But I think when people do it now, it's like, it just screams fragile masculinity to me.
Yeah, it's a bit performative.
It's performative as fuck. Like,
wow, like, oh my God.
You're so brave. You're so brave for doing this. Like, King. Just face it.
Oh my God.
Do the dance. Don't put the fucking caption.
The caption. I can't dance, I know.
I hate that. I hate that too. I hate it. Like, let's evolve as a society, and like, I'm so over the fucking self-degradation core.
Yeah.
And this is so Alyssa Liu core. Why the fuck are we doing it?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Like, what if the caption was like, it should have been nothing. Let me critique that. That should be fucking nothing. And the caption should literally just be like, love this song.
Yeah, this song's fire.
Song fire. Boom.
Is that easy? Can we look at the comments? I want to see if he's being glazed in the comments.
If my husband isn't like it, I don't want him. Real men listen to K-pop, girl. That's the thing. It's
what,
like,
what is it doing? See, like, you girls are getting eaten up in the comments.
So it just feels like a little, like, stop.
Yeah, you know? it's weird.
Like, masculinity is such a fucking stupid fucking chungus concept right now.
It is, yeah.
But I do think, like, masculinity as a concept is very much valid.
Yeah.
It's just... This screams that you have the wrong fucking definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, who gives a flying fucking shat if you listen to Le Sserafim?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need to tell you this. I was in LA and I had dinner with my brother. My brother, SoCal straight man.
Yeah.
Straight as a fucking, I don't know. Straight as a fucking stick.
Right.
So I had to talk to him. Gave me fucking male hope, because he was saying, I was talking to him, and we were just talking about, like, relationships and stuff, right? And he was, like, he came up, and we were basically just talking about, like, oh, like, here are the errors that I've come into my relationships with, and, like, here's how we went through it, blah, blah, blah. And I had talked about my relationship and, like, my past and whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, he was self-correcting in real fucking time, as everyone does, right?
Yeah.
That's not just a man thing. But anyways, and hold my fucking hand
when
I say this. He goes, I realized, like, when women say men are stupid, I never really understood it. And then now, like, looking at how my single friends act, I kind of get it. And he's like, and he was like, my friends in relationships too, like, when they're solving their problems, they just kind of say what the movie line is that is correct, but not exactly, like, what is actually going to solve the problem. Men have a brain.
Cue that fucking song that's like, for what is a man? Like, bitch, we're up. Like,
no, we were at like some random fucking skewer place. The skewer in my mouth was there for 2 minutes. I go,
vanilla mace donut.
I said, did you just say, And I said, do you know what the word performative is? He was like, yeah. And I was like, would you say that this is performative?
Uh-huh. And he said, was like,
yes.
We are getting somewhere. This just in, men are getting somewhere.
No, Piplup turning into Empoleon. That's what's happening. Because I literally looked at my brother and I was like, Empoleon?
Girl, what the hell?
Homie evolved in fucking real time. And I've never given my brother a bigger hug in my life.
Aww.
I literally was like, men are stupid.
You're
such a stupid fucking chungus. And he's like, yeah, I'm a stupid fucking chungus.
You're a little stupid fucking chungus.
Men. This is giving nothing.
Yeah, this person has not come to that realization yet.
Okay, period.
And then let's bully him in the comments so he does.
Ooh, real men. That's what I'd fucking
rally comment. Up the truth.
I'm a hater and fucking call me out on it. I think it's the audio that means
the audio is so good.
See, like if this was just like a different audio, it wouldn't be funny. It's the art of comedy is so nuanced. me trying to justify Delulu weird.
This is the art of comedy.
The art of comedy is so nuanced.
This is so. Oh, I need a break!
Hey guys, welcome back from the break. This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer.
This is where we answer the questions you guys send us on our Discord and our Instagram. So if you guys don't already follow us there, follow us on Instagram and join our Discord if you're 16 and up. Let's get into it. Be honest.
Okay.
Hold space for
scared.
Honesty.
I'm scared, okay.
In your Delulu, and like your peak Delulu era of life, okay. This is a fucking safe space, and like any hate comments, like, we won't read you.
I'll read you.
In your worst Delulu time.
I'm scared because mine was really bad.
Which idol did you genuinely think you could fuck your bag?
I mean, y'all already fucking know. At 15, when I put in my contact, I said, Bam Bam. Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam from GOT7. Come here, please.
Okay, for me, I think I had really bad self-esteem back then.
I have another one too.
I genuinely don't think I had a chance with a single one of them that are men. But, I was I still think a little of this exists. I'm Delulu in the fact that I think for the girlies, I think I could have bagged friendship with them.
Friendship?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I could kiki with them. Oh, just kidding. I thought of a man.
Who?
Kehoe. And not in the ways that, like, I could get with him and, like, you know, we'd date.
But you could kiki with him.
And get married in Lake Como and shit like that. I would never think anything like that. But, like...
What?
But I thought, like... Me and him are getting drinks one day.
Yeah.
And that genuinely wasn't even in my most Delulu era. It's like that Alyssa Lou, my very, very close and personal friend.
Yeah.
Kyo, my very close and personal gay friend.
Yeah. Bam Bam, my very close and personal boyfriend.
So for girlies.
Oh my God, for girlies, I don't think
for girlies, I think I was like genuinely like, we're going to be friends.
Okay.
Yunjin from Los Seraphim. I was
oh my God, I feel
it's
like.
It's so parasocial.
Yeah. So I also feel like I could kiki with the XG girls. XG and Kokona? Oh my
that is a great answer. That is
oh
a great answer.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
I would be such good friends with Kokona.
I think like truly like in my peak Delulu, Justin Bieber was someone that I thought I was gonna not idol.
Wait, what the fuck? Like, that's a crazy
I think because I was like I think I was the young age when you were like bam bamming it out, right?
Yeah.
I was JBing it, a believer as fuck.
Oh.
And so then I think what you felt towards Bam Bam, I was probably along the same code in terms of Justin Bieber.
I don't
because
know, girl.
I thought Jasmine Villegas.
Yes.
She from the Baby music video.
Yes.
I thought I was gonna be the next her. Like, I'm not even kidding. baby, baby, baby.
I don't
baby,
know.
Baby, 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 I'm right here.
I don't know. My Bam Bam era was really bad.
So what? What was the crazy?
It was like, I mean, I don't even think this was crazy because I was literally in middle school. I was a kid.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, guys, disclaimer, I was a fucking kid, okay? So no one come for me, okay? I was still a kid when I did that whole contacts thing, so no one fucking and come for then, me, okay?
And back then, K-pop was niche, when you like something niche, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Because I was
it's like...
I was claws into that shit, bitch.
Because you don't realize what Delulu is until you see it on someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Then when it's niche, you have no fucking subject matter to judge.
Yeah.
That gives you a self-reflection on, wait, that's weird.
Yeah. I think Pretty Delulu was like when I was starting to make my first K-pop friends, and my friend was like, oh, like, do you know about this group BTS? And I was like, oh yeah, like I know BTS. And then we
my
like-
very close personal friend Namjoon.
And then she was like, here's the people that you can bias.
And that's when you
I said, what do you mean can?
Yeah.
Because she didn't want me to bias.
The fuck?
She didn't want me to bias her biases.
I see her, I know her, and I am her.
What do you mean? We're gonna play a little game. Producers included.
Okay.
We're going to play a game. We're playing Put a Finger Down. And it's Put a Finger Down if you've done one of these things in your Delulu phase.
Put a Finger Down, K-pop Delulu edition.
Delulu edition. Okay, that was good. Okay, first one. Posted happy birthday for your bias on your public social media.
Wait, does it count if I made them sing happy birthday to me on my birthday?
Oh, that's two fingers. Actually, put all five down.
I actually
for me.
Put. I looked up Jimin singing happy birthday.
Yes, and every day on every single year on your birthday, I post it. There was this one year I posted it. Clarence almost genuinely.
Wait,
got
no, no, no. So that's two fingers because I've done both. I've had him sing to me, and I've actually posted happy birthday.
Have I ever? Yeah.
Girl, I think you posted on. Okay, anyways, go.
Second one. Posted a Selca for your fandom Selca day. You know what Selca is?
Not crazy enough, but you can put your okay. finger down. Selca is a selfie.
Yeah, Selca is a selfie. And there was this trending thing on Twitter for a while that was hashtag fandom Selca day. And so you would post a picture of you and your bias. So no one... No one.
Girl. But I didn't post that. There's a picture of me and Yeonjun together on this.
Should I put a finger down for how many times I did it, or?
Girl, you would have to get on your toes.
Yeah, I did it. Okay, third one. If you participated in a flash mob or a random dance play. Oh, we got one. We got one.
Have we?
We've never watched
it. You know why? Because I never fucking remember the dances on the spot. I'm like, not this one.
Yeah, and I don't want to go out there and embarrass myself if I don't know it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but when I was at, what's the name? K-Play? Oh, the bitches were fighting for the random dance play in that.
Yeah, exactly. There were gunshots at the RDP.
That's okay, horrible. Okay, next one. Made a Pinterest board for your bias. Me and Sol have literally bonded over this.
You had two? You no. fucking freak. Have you seen Yeonjun Banana? Yeonjun Banana actually has me fucking dying. This is Yeonjun Banana.
Okay. Oh my girl, and trust I have that one on mine.
Yeonjun Banana is fucking crazy. Yeonjun Banana walks so fucking holy fuck, Yeonjun Banana happened for like fucking Ariana Grande Vogue Tokyo to happen. Like that's actually like that is fucking monumental. I would equate that to the fucking NFL halftime show. This for 12 minutes.
What
Thank
are you even
you so
saying?
Much.
Like what are you even saying?
That's
at this
fucking
point?
Crazy. I need to do my hair like that.
Oh yeah, you should actually.
Oh my god. That is so fucking crazy.
Oh my god, but I even
what
though
happened to putting our finger down?
Even though my Momo one doesn't have as nearly as many pins, I think it's one of my best works.
Are you gonna show the crowd your best one?
Like
yes.
Like we're just like
I don't like girls.
Okay, and then the last one I have is made a Spotify playlist for them.
For your idol?
Yeah.
You made a playlist for Jin?
No, okay. No, it
You're
was
fucking crazy.
No, it was Eric from The Boys, and it's okay.
safe space.
Okay, technically it wasn't for him. Okay, he would do these little live streams, and then he would recommend songs. So it's kind of like what we do on our live streams.
Girl, if I made a playlist for Eric from The Boys, I would put fucking Redbone. I would put.
And his music
Body
taste is
by
good.
Summer Walker.
I
would put.
I feel this is more.
Sex with you is so amazing.
That's more delusional than me having that playlist. Okay.
What do you have on there? L O V E by.
No, it's
by Rocco.
It's music that he. You're sick. It's music that he would suggest on his live streams, plus some of mine.
Okay, right, so with that, we're
gonna
end today's.
I do have another one for Jin.
Okay, guys, so with that, we're going to end today's DeLulu episode. It is the same space. It could be safe until the fucking nuke gets dropped. Spotify playlist?
It was never public.
Even worse. Your sex playlist is called Eric from The Boys.
No.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We love you guys so much. We're so excited to be back on weekly episodes. Please share this with someone that you think needs help out there. You know,
I'm about to get so many DMs resharing the old episode to me.
although DeLulu Weird versus DeLulu Funny is such a niche topic, it's not a niche issue. This impacts people around the globe. So, we're so glad to be that solution for you.
That's Solulu.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching or listening if you're listening to us on the audio platforms. We stream every other Tuesday.
I live stream on Wednesday.
And if you're not in the Discord community, join the Glowing Discord. And we'll see you guys later. We'll see you guys next week. Isa, Dalawa, Tatlo.
Guess I needed a home. What movie is that called?
Thank you, thank you.